So good afternoon, Danny. Lovely to be here. And today is the 16th of June, 2023. And I'm here to interview, which is very nice of you. And so normally how we start, Danny, is to ask you an embarrassing question is when you were born and what your name was when you were born.
Right. I was born in 1942. And my name was Danielle Kahn, K-A-H-N. I think my mother wanted a French name, and she thought of Danielle Darieux, who was a French actress at the time. And my middle name was Jeannette, which was my grandmother's name, who was Yentl.
Oh, right. Yes. And so where were you born?
In Montpellier, in France, in the south of France.
Lovely. And what did your parents do?
Well, they were mostly hidden at that time, and they did various jobs. My mother was a dressmaker, so she moved about with her portable sewing machine in different farms. And my father was a handyman. He did everything that was needed to be done. He was part of the Maquis at that time. And they had false
papers. Would you like to explain what the Maquis was?
Well, the Maquis was an underground organization that existed to sabotage the German occupation, basically. And my mother and father both spoke German, so they had to pretend they came from Alsace-Lorraine because their French was really not good at that time. So I was born there. And then they went on being in hiding until the end of the war.
So were you in hiding with them?
Well, I must have been, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. When I wasn't in my incubator for 2 months, first of all.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Right.
Even though it's pretty hot in Montpellier.
Right. So what weight were you when you were born?
Apparently, I was 2.5 pounds.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That is... So were you a premature baby?
I was a premature baby, yes.
Right.
And my mother and father weren't married, but my father recognized me as being his daughter, and then I was made legal in a few months later when he got their own papers to marry in a registry office in Montpellier.
So where had they moved to?
Well,
from
my mother had moved from Vienna
right.
when Anschluss happened,
mm-hmm.
and my father had moved from Germany.
Yeah. And so how did they meet?
Well, they met in the south of France. There was a little place called Mialet, which was in the Cévennes, and it was a sort of halfway a house for people who were trying to flee to Spain, mostly Jewish people.
Right.
And the house belonged to one of my father's sisters.
Right.
So my mother had gone there to sew, and my father happened to be there. That's how they met.
So when they got together and they had
yes.
you, did they marry later on?
Yes,
or?
Yes.
Right, right.
Yes.
And so that would have been quite difficult at that time as well, I suppose.
Yes, mm-hmm. because they must have married with their own papers.
Mm-hmm.
But they had other papers too for everyday life there.
Yeah. Right, so do you think you're recorded in different ways then?
Well, I'm only recorded in an official way.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so you were born, and have you siblings as well?
Yeah, my brother was born in 1945,
mm-hmm.
Just after the war.
Right. And where were you living by then?
I think... Although he was born in Limoges, I think we were living in Montpellier again.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And was your mother still working?
My mother was still sewing.
Mm-hmm.
And my father had been given money by his brother-in-law to set up a grocery shop in Montpellier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we were living.
So do you remember much of your childhood?
Yeah, quite a lot. I don't know if it's because of photographs,
mm-hmm.
but I do remember quite a lot. But in 1948, my father died. He was very young, but he had a hernia operation, and I think he had an embolism.
Right.
So I remember visiting him with my mother, because she was asked to bring ice and his cigarettes.
And, of course.
Yeah. And then he died very suddenly. Yeah.
Right. So what age were you?
I was 6 and a half.
Which is very, very young. And very
And my
difficult.
Brother was 3 years younger than me.
So. Very difficult for your mother.
Very difficult, yes.
And did they have any other relatives that were around to help?
Not really.
So her parents or his parents?
No. My mother's parents were in Vienna, and they perished in the Holocaust.
Right.
And my father's parents were in the north of France, and I think they died quite soon after that, or maybe before, I'm not very sure.
Very hard for your mother.
Well, she had some relatives in Paris.
Right.
So I think she struggled on her own for maybe 6 months, and nothing worked out, except another Jewish family wanted to adopt my brother, but they didn't want to adopt me, and she didn't want him adopted anyway. So she sort of packed us up and took us to Paris. But in Paris, I was sent to an orphanage, because that was quite normal to do. If you had one parent missing or both, you were entitled to a Jewish orphanage.
Right.
And I remember in the orphanage, we all thought it was such a coincidence that we'd lost a parent or two.
We didn't so really young.
Know. Yeah, so but that was what happened.
So did your mother then, did she have your brother still?
She had my brother, but my brother got TB. So he was sent to a sanatorium.
Right.
And she just managed by sewing.
Your poor mother, and poor you as well. So how long were you in the orphanage for?
I think I was in two different ones. I think maybe about a year and a half.
And would you have started school by then? Because you start school.
I was at school already in Montpellier.
Right.
And then I think from the orphanage we went to school in a local school. Mm-hmm. It was outside Paris somewhere.
And your brother, how?
Well, my brother was in that hospital somewhere as well.
And how did he, how long was he in the hospital, the sanatorium?
We can't really remember terribly well, but.
So did your mother eventually manage?
Well, my mother eventually married again.
Oh, right.
And then my stepfather got a job from from his cousin's brother-in-law or something in Scotland. So he moved to Scotland first. And the uncle who, we had this very rich uncle, my father's brother-in-law, my original father's brother-in-law, he came to visit me in the orphanage in a big American car. So they said, if you're so well off, we don't need her here, so out.
That, do you know, it just...
Yeah, that's...
So difficult.
So I was chucked out of the orphanage, and then my uncle decided he would pay for boarding school, because my mother was working and couldn't look after, you know, children at home. Eventually, my stepfather and my mother, after learning English with great difficulty, on the wrong speed of records, that kind of thing. my stepfather went to Scotland, and then one of my mother's friend had also remarried somebody in London, and they thought they would be together. My mother thought she would be with her friend, because they hadn't a clue where Scotland was.
Right. And they heard the word London and thought, yeah, we'll all be together.
We'll be in Britain together. Uh-huh. So by then I was in a boarding school.
In France?
Near Paris as
near
well.
Near Paris?
Yes.
And was that a Jewish boarding school?
No, that was a very Catholic boarding school where I learned all the Catholic prayers and everything.
Which must have been really not only traumatic, sort of being again, you know, still away from your mother, but also from going from a Jewish orphanage to a Catholic boarding school.
Yeah, but I don't think as a child you notice the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It's just another thing that happened.
And was your, but your brother, surely he must have been at the sanatorium by then, no?
I think he was, and he was back with my mother.
Ah,
but
right.
But I was still
in the boarding school.
In that boarding school, where we got home every fortnight, overnight. And one day, when it was due to go home, I was told I'd misbehaved and I wasn't to go home. And I was incredibly upset because I was terribly goody-goody and I never misbehaved. But it turned out to be the weekend when my mother married my stepfather. And she and the headmistress had arranged that the best way for me to stay there would be to see I misbehaved. I remember that.
Right, right.
I remember
right.
that quite distinctly.
So do you remember going to your mother's marriage?
No, I didn't go. I didn't
I didn't
get to go because I was told I'd misbehaved, so I couldn't go home that weekend.
That was the excuse.
Although
for her not to attend the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, right. So,
yeah.
Sorry, I picked that up wrong. No, so why did they not want you to attend the wedding?
Well, I suppose my parents had no money and they would probably be at home and wasn't there. So I remember that distinctly. You know, you remember things that were unfair.
Absolutely, but, absolutely. Yeah. Sorry, I misunderstood.
So then my stepfather went to Motherwell for 6 months, first of all.
Which is quite different from London.
Well, quite different from London, quite different from Paris.
Absolutely.
And I think he had been under the impression I would stay in boarding school and my brother would be sent to boarding school. But my very rich uncle again said, "You're married now, I'm not paying for them, leave to go where you're going." So my mother and my brother and I packed up and went to Motherwell. And it was heavenly.
Really?
Yeah, really.
What did you like about it?
First of all, we were at home.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bath.
Mm-hmm.
People were incredibly nice to us. We were the stars in Motherwell. People were lovely. They couldn't quite understand why we said we were French and we spoke German at home, or why my father and mother had a different name from my brother and I, a different surname. But people adopted us, and it was lovely. It really was.
So you continued to speak German at home?
Yes.
And obviously learnt English?
Yes.
And what about, so did your mother continue to do sewing?
Yes.
And how did she find kind of communicating as well? Did she pick up English?
She was pretty good at picking up English.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she already had German and French. And apparently if you have a couple of languages, you can pick up a third one more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was very good.
And your stepfather, he must have been bilingual as well, or trilingual?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
And so you were very happy in Motherwell?
Very happy, yes.
That's lovely.
Yes.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And yes, you're right. To be back with your parents and a kind of settled environment, it must have been such a difference.
Yes.
And so by that time, you would be coming towards the end of primary school as well?
I was almost at the end. And the headmaster, my brother and I went to school almost the day after we arrived. And we wore very odd clothes for Motherwell. We had leggings and we held hands, which people didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
The headmaster was very, very nice. And for my 11 plus, because I couldn't speak English properly, he devised another exam. And I was sent to Hamilton Academy, which was, you know, a selective school.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What a lovely thing to do, actually, because it was a very prescriptive exam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't make me do it. But he thought I should.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my brother started swimming there and became a swimming champion. So we had a really nice time in Motherwell.
And Hamilton Academy has always had an excellent name for its education as well. So you felt very settled in Hamilton. So what hobbies did you take up?
I'm not a hobby kind of person, but my mother by that time had a workshop with sewing things. Mm-hmm. And I used to go after school and work there and iron and things.
So was she doing, was it dressmaking that she was doing?
She was doing dressmaking, but she was also doing cut, make and trim, which, so she got to know some of the Austrian people who'd come to Glasgow. Mm-hmm. And
so did she start mixing with the Jewish community?
She started, but that was quite difficult because they were quite established and and we had a van and they had big cars and that kind of thing, so it was a bit difficult.
I think also, I mean, I think one of the things which I forget as well is that for people who grew up in Glasgow, going to Edinburgh or Ayr was regarded, you know, as exotic. And I think we're quite sort of stayed in the one place as
And they thought, living in Motherwell, that must have been a la Schwarz.
Exactly.
But they had one set of friends called the Reiningers who lived in Boswell. So that was their entry into rummy playing and that kind of thing.
Ah, gin rummy.
Gin rummy.
But that's a great way of socialising, absolutely. And for yourself, did you kind of meet anybody then?
Not really, not till I went to university.
And so you enjoyed your school days?
I think so, yes. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And so what did you decide to study at university?
French.
Absolutely.
And psychology.
But to get into university as well, it's very admirable as well, because it wasn't easy. And so which university did you
Glasgow
go to?
University.
Glasgow.
Yes, yes.
And how did you enjoy that?
I think I enjoyed it too much, because I got chucked out after 1 year.
That sounds absolutely ideal. So was it...
I wasn't a party girl, but I would stay up all night talking about the being and the non-being and, you know, that kind of thing.
Did you sit with a lot of times, legs crossed, and look and discuss it all very intensely?
Yes,
absolutely. Yes. I think that's the way to actually do it.
Yeah. But then I joined the New Glasgow... Jewish Student Society and the Young Zionists and that kind of thing. But also my brother had his bar mitzvah, so we met more Jewish people that way. And somebody told my mother that if he joined the Reform, he could do it in English.
Right.
So he joined the Reform, but he didn't do it in English. He had to do it in Hebrew as well. And then my mother was friendly with somebody called Gertrude Bentheim.
Gilda.
No, Gilda was at university with me, but Gertrude was...
That's the mother.
The mother. Yeah. And Gertrude was the chairwoman of Witzel or something and said, we pride ourselves on being very inclusive and all that. And when she finished, my mother stood up and said, well, nobody's invited me back to their house and I've been coming.
I think that is fantastic that she did that, because well done, your mother.
Yeah. So absolutely. She became firm friends with Gertrude. And Gertrude was the person who introduced me to Izzy.
So how did that happen?
Gertrude had a cocktail party. She invited my parents and she invited me. And because she saw architects through her work, she did furnishings and things. So she'd invited Izzy for the purpose of meeting me. And it worked.
how romantic is that? So you left university.
No, I hadn't left yet.
I was still at university.
I had gone back to it.
How did your mother take to it when you dropped out of that course?
Well, she was quite upset, but I always worked. I worked in Smith's bookshop. I did translations. I always worked, so it wasn't... I did supply teaching, and I knew I was going back to university the year after.
So what did you go back to study?
I'm still doing the same things, but a year later, psychology. And
French?
I was doing honours psychology by that time.
Right. Right.
But when I met Izzy, I was doing senior honours.
Right.
And I dropped everything because I didn't want to do any more studying. I just wanted to be with him.
Ah, love, yes, absolutely. And was Izzy, at that time, was he based in Glasgow?
Yeah, he was based in Glasgow, yeah.
Right.
He was an established architect, so... So my mother thought it was Izzy's fault that I dropped out of university, so she didn't like him for a start. And then I worked for Lufthansa for 3.5 years.
Oh, Lufthansa Airlines?
In Glasgow.
In Glasgow.
But in the
right.
office.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I had the children, and then I thought, I did social work at night, I studied social work at night at Strathclyde, and they said to me, you really should do a degree. And I said, well, I've got a degree almost in Glasgow. So Glasgow allowed me to go back, do another year, and give me a degree.
Oh, good,
so
good.
Which was really good, yeah.
And so did you do a postgrad in social work? Or decided,
no, and I finished my degree, did social work for about 2 months, didn't like it, I found it too depressing. Because I was sent to Drumchapel and I was sent to God knows where. And then I decided to open a shop.
That the shop's name was?
Strawberry Fields.
Strawberry Fields was a very famous shop. And would you like to explain what Strawberry Fields was?
Well, it was continental more than anything else. And my mother helped me a lot at the beginning. And... it just was quite successful.
It was very successful.
Succeed esteem more than money. But
and what did you sell?
Children's clothes.
Absolutely. It was a beautiful shop. You had beautiful windows. You always had beautiful windows at the front of the shop.
Well,
as
that was a very good friend of mine who's an artist who did the windows. And so that took care of the next 33 years.
That's a long time. So I was going to ask, so when you... got together with Izzy.
Yes.
And did you immediately settle in the West End of Glasgow, or...?
No, he was difficult to settle. He wouldn't settle. So we were always in the West End because I was with friends in a shared flat.
Which was regarded... that would be regarded as quite unusual as well.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And another point that my mother didn't like...
Bohemian.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. A bohemian is a good expression.
Then we moved in together, which was even worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And was your mother still living in Motherwell?
No, she was living in Hamilton by then.
Right.
In what she called the bungalow. Which she'd always wanted. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with your stepfather?
With my stepfather,
right.
Yeah.
And was your brother...
He'd gone to Ireland to open the business that my stepfather was in.
Okay.
By then. Mm-hmm.
So he went to Ireland. You were leading an interesting lifestyle in Glasgow.
Yes.
And I would imagine that it would be quite fun as well, sharing a flat as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. Fun, and the West End has always been known as... a fantastically trendy area.
Yeah,
so
but, you weren't conscious of that. You were just there. Mm-hmm. And my mother was really miserable with the man she didn't want. So that was the only thing that wasn't good.
No. Yeah. And so did that sort of start during the marriage?
Yeah, almost instantly, yes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Which is very difficult as well. And the fact that you were kind of at home to help would be difficult as well for her.
Yeah. But she actually moved in with me for a while in my flat that I shared with other people.
That would have been interesting.
Yes.
And so did she spend time saying, I don't know how you can live like this. I've just tidied up this room and...
Yes, she cleaned up for me. And then when I moved in with Izzy, she again was quite annoyed, but she was, and then she was very pleased when I got married, eventually, even though it was a registry office. And
So when did you get married to Izzy then?
In 1967.
Right.
Yeah.
And so tell me about your children as well.
Well, we had Mark in 1969,
mm-hmm.
and then we had Saul in 70, and Ruth in 73, and it was nice.
So, and did you find it quite difficult? Because you were, by that time, you had your shop as well.
No, I didn't have my shop until Ruth was about four.
Right.
And she said, when you've sold everything, will you come home again?
Yeah.
that wasn't so easy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And was Izzy away working quite a bit? Or
sometimes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how did you like being married with young children living in the West End?
Well, we had a lovely life, and my mother, once I had the children, was lovely to my children. And by that time, my stepfather had died, so she was there very often, mm-hmm. and it worked out.
And so did you mix much with the Jewish community then in Glasgow? Or
I think I had a few friends from university,
right,
who were Jewish, and that's mm-hmm. the way I mixed with
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
But most of my friends were West End people who were rather déclassé, not religious, mm-hmm. probably arty.
Mm-hmm. And people that you'd met along the way. In different.
Well, a lot of mm-hmm. his friends as well, a lot of architects.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when did you move into this beautiful house?
In 1982.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's a lovely house. And I think you and Izzy, it has a very strong aspect of happiness. I think you and Izzy had a good life here, I think.
Yeah, we had a really nice life here, mm-hmm. yes.
And you have a wonderful view as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look back, you've really done a huge amount. I know that you kind of are understated very much, Danny, but really to come here at such a young age and to have gone through living in an orphanage and the death of your father and moving countries, that's really a lot to cope with as a young child. And I think you have made a wonderful life for yourself.
I think I've been very, very lucky, because my life started off not really very good,
mm-hmm.
but it
mm-hmm.
became better and better.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very grateful for that, yeah.
So if you met somebody for the first time,
mm-hmm.
what would you say were the highlights? Do you remember, for example, your first meeting with... You remember very definitely your first meeting with Izzy,
yeah, I think probably that was my mm-hmm. highlights, the highlight yeah. of my life, yes. yeah.
And
probably having the children. Yeah.
And your children went to local schools as well?
They went to local schools, mm-hmm. yes.
And so they don't live in Glasgow, I'm correct?
They don't live in Glasgow, yeah.
So one lives in America, you said. And so do you... get a chance to go over to visit?
Either I go or he comes. I think he'll be coming more often than I go now because I'm finding it difficult. But
and what does he do?
He's a geneticist.
Right, which sounds very impressive. Yeah. So is he attached to university or...?
Well, he went to university. He went to Cambridge and then he went to MIT and then Stanford. And then got married, and they needed a lab each, and Salt Lake City had a lab each for them.
Right.
So they ended up in Salt Lake City. So, and...
I mean, to have been to Cambridge and MIT and Stanford is very impressive.
Yeah. But he's very, very bright. So that's...
I think he picks it up from his parents as well. And your next son, Saul...
Saul went to Cambridge as well, because he did architecture, first of all. But he knew he didn't want to do architecture, he knew he wanted to do films.
Right.
So he did his first degree there, and then I think he went to New York to do a filmmaking course in the summer,
mm-hmm.
and then started as a runner on films, and just as got on with that.
Wonderful. And your daughter?
Well, Ruth has started lots of things, but she's a journalist eventually. She's an editor in a newspaper, but she's recently had a little boy 4 years ago almost, and has not been working in that field, but is going to do so again in London.
And he is super cute, because I bumped into you one time outside the deli.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and I thought, really gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I would imagine brings you a lot of pleasure, because they're great fun.
Huge amount of pleasure, yes.
So thank you very much for interviewing. Anything that you would like to ask, Myrna? Because I think Danny's done incredibly well.
Yes, I would agree.
And you would be able to shut me up eventually.
No, absolutely not.
The only thing that strikes me right here is I don't hear any bitterness coming from you. And that I just think is wonderful.
No, but
you don't appear to be bitter. And I think that's wonderful.
I have no reason to be bitter.
I totally agree with Myrna, actually. I think you have a wonderful attitude about life, and you're incredibly positive, Danny, which comes over throughout our chat this afternoon. Because, as I said, what you went through as a young child was really very traumatic, and I just think it's incredible.
But I think as a young child, you deal with it differently. I don't know. It's in the past, and I think my mother had a much harder time of it.
But it's one. I think you have a wonderful attitude to life, and your children are a great credit to you. And any time I saw you with Izzy, you both just looked so happy together. It was lovely. It's lovely. And I think in these days, it's unusual to find that as well. To find out your life's partner is quite something.
Well, I was very, very lucky.
So was Izzy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you very much for giving us your time today. Oh. It was a real privilege.
Thank you,
really
Angela.
Thank you.